You're listening to the audio production of The Making of Us, Who We Can Become When Life Doesn't Go as Planned, by Sheridan Voisey, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/Making of Us Audio.
Author's note. We open our eyes for the very first time. We wiggle our hands and kick our feet. We shake the rattle, stack the blocks, pick up the crayon and colour the walls. We crawl and climb and prod and peek and begin to discover what we're capable of. Soon we're whizzing paper planes around the room and pretending to be pilots, or drawing wheels on boxes and pretending to be drivers, or nursing sick dolls and pretending to be mothers, exploring the possibilities of who we could be. Next come books, classes, exams and crushes, followed by majors to pick and career paths to choose. And as we set out in life and get our first job, or walk down the aisle and have our first child, or chase some dreams and taste some success, we may begin to discover what we're here for. We may begin to find our purpose. I used to think this search for a calling in life ended here. As we prayed hard, pursued our passions, and followed what we did well, we would find the one big thing we were meant to do with our lives, and then spend the rest of our days doing it. Now I'm not so sure. Few people in their 40s end up doing what they planned in their 20s. Because life is precarious and things change. Perhaps the company folds, or the marriage ends, or the kids leave home, or the accident happens, or the role no longer fits, or success no longer matters. Any idea we had about our place in the world vanishes like mist, and we find ourselves asking, "What am I here for?" all over again. Such times can leave us disillusioned and confused, but they can also lead to the finest treasures. Because when life as we know it ends, new adventures can begin. When identity is lost, we can discover who we really are. The adversity we despise can release our greatest gifts into the world. And all the details of our lives, from the first wiggle of our hands to the difficult events that brought us to this point, can prove to be more significant than we've realized. Beautiful things can emerge from life not going as planned. It can even be the making of us. Chapter 1. A Soul Adrift. The traffic lights flashed yellow and I slowed to a stop. That's when it caught my eye. A white plastic grocery bag floating in the air, stuck in the middle of the freeway. Rising and falling, it blew this way and that, trapped in the whoosh of the traffic. It danced and swirled and curled and did somersaults, ballooning like a parachute, then collapsing flat. That bag flitted like a spirit, like a shirt without a body, drifting in directionless, prey to each gust of wind. This spectacle continued for some time until a sports car raced past. And with a sudden flourish, the white plastic bag was ripped from the air. It rushed to the car's side, swept up into its slipstream, and began following it down the freeway. And there it stayed, fluttering behind the bumper, in the grip of an unknown driver, getting carried somewhere far away. September 2013. Sprawling countryside rushes past my window. Fields of tan and paddocks of green, sheep-peppered hills and hay bales dotting tractor trails, old barns, stone walls, wooden gates and streams. It's grey outside, but the scenery still inspires. "Welcome to the 1:15 p.m. service to Edinburgh," the conductor says over the speakers. "Our next station is Newcastle-upon-Tyne." The girl sitting next to me has her earbuds in. The guy across the table stares into his laptop. A grandmotherly soul sits across the aisle to my right. She gives a little smile to each passenger as they board, makes friendly muttering noises as they find their seats, then returns to her crossword puzzle once they've settled in. Bless her. My wife Meryn and I have been in England 2 years now, long enough to have seen its faults, yet still love the place. For this is a land of rolling hills and winding rivers, of castles, cathedrals and cosy towns. There's history in every brick, a story on every corner, as a visit to our home city of Oxford shows. Handel premiered his oratorios in Oxford's Sheldonian Theatre, and Shakespeare used to lodge at the nearby Crown Tavern. William Penn studied in Oxford before founding Pennsylvania, and John Wesley once preached in its churches. John Donne, Oscar Wilde...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?